energy crabs. Yes, sir. Say, where'd you get that shirt, buddy?
Hi, Chef. I see you mostly at festivals. It's the first time I've just seen a Sandler show. And I was just wondering if there's a different mindset from when people come, like energy you bring to the stage, that, you know, for a show that everyone's just here to see you, but say a festival, like Great Box, where I go Saturday beforehand, and by Saturday night, as much as I'm looking forward to it, I'm exhausted. But you seem to always wake the hell up. Or do you just come out and just give it everything?
Well, I've been fortunate that I've always been able to channel my energy towards playing. And unless I'm just really got the flu or something, I mean, if it's time to play. But what you're talking about is there a different mindset energy-wise as opposed to this type of controlled atmosphere? What I think of as controlled atmosphere, no rain, no wind, no mud, no... No Festivarians falling on you. No bugs. Bugs down the throat. That's and it only for the first time about 2 summers ago we were playing where the giant bugs go wham, and I mean it's like an eye watering. But I think you know when we play on a festival situation, you know there's a hillside full of people. Sure, I'm sure I tend to be more, you know, outgoing and because let's face it, I mean, if you weren't a show off, you wouldn't do this in front of people. I mean, seriously, you have to have that much ego to get yourself out there and do it in front of people. Because I know a lot of great musicians that just have no desire to do it on stage or in front of people so obviously something, you know, we did the applause. But I like to think of it as a circle of communication. You get going with the audience, and it has to start with us. You can't wait for the audience to make you feel good. It's our job to give you a different something to think about and a mind vacation. And I just know that if I go to a show or a sporting event or anything, if I think about one thing I ought to be doing, I'm not entertained enough. And so what we want to do is for that thought to not cross your brain for 2 hours. But I know that, for instance, sometimes the way we might design the set list is, in this situation, we can soften up a little bit and relax and play a softer kind of tune. But when you're playing like Grey Fox, you can soften up and play a soft number there, but when we're on like, you know, out and out rock and roll festivals and you just followed, you know, a loudish rock band, and then we want to come on and try to make the same kind of impact, I tend to just call tunes that are just going to smack you right in the face, and it's going to be that way for 90 minutes. So I think, yeah, one thing I'm trying to learn over the years, because we have a group that can play different kinds of tunes, and so there might be a certain situation where we go, you know what, let's play more bluegrass tonight. This is the appropriate spot for that. Or if we're in Florida, we played on, what was the name of that festival? Long Dorado Festival last year. And you're on the same bill as the Beastie Boys. And I got to tell you, man, the Beastie Boys played, we didn't know they could play instruments. I mean, we'd only seen them dance, and all of a sudden, they all played instruments, and they played them really well. So, you know, something to be learned. I mean, you know, just because you're going to see the Beastie Boys don't mean you won't get kicked around by the Beastie Boys at the same festival. So it's our job to come on and give you the goods, you know. So it's all love. It's all love. You feel the love. This is Rob Stokes, our road manager, and he has the Wow, he looks like a president, looking around not knowing what to say.
Where's the teleprompter?
All right, where's my prompter? Quick. We'll do one more for you. And thanks for partaking today. And it is our pleasure. Nice to look out, see so many Red Sox caps, especially the green ones. That means St. Patrick's Day spring training. reason I was asking, where'd you get that Gotten Yarmouth shirt? I had one just like it, and some lowlife stole it from the dressing room. My Yarmouth shirt, man. That's what I'm saying. Where'd you get it? Where did you get it? Well, here's one more, and I might be warmed up enough to do this one now. This one I first heard on a Stanley Brothers record, and I'm not sure if I ever knew who played the mandolin on this, because it's a mandolin tune, but I now realize it's probably a publishing thing. The title I learned this tune is called Ralph's Banjo Special, even though it's a mandolin tune. John Duffy used to play a tune similar to this, and he would call it Daybreakin' Dixie. But I think there was one different chord in there somewhere, but I'm not sure. But when it gets to my last time around, I'm going to play my favorite John Duffy lick ever, and I still think it's a wonderful, cool lick that